It's the news no one wanted to hear. The discovery of a new COVID variant called Omicron, first identified in South Africa, has hit world stock markets as concerns grow about a new global threat. The World Health Organization has labeled it a variant of concern.
Based upon the information that we have, particularly from South Africa, they have advised WHO that this variant should be classified as a variant of concern. So today we are announcing B11529 as a variant of concern named Omicron.
The WHO cautioned against hasty countermeasures for now, but many governments chose instead to act fast.
Early indications show this variant may be more transmissible than the Delta variant, and current vaccines may be less effective against it. It may also impact the effectiveness of one of our major treatments, Ronapreve.
The UK has led by restricting travel from six southern African countries, with the EU urging all member states to follow suit. Cases of the new variant have been confirmed in a growing list of countries, including Hong Kong, Israel and Belgium.
It is now important that all of us in Europe act very swiftly. The European Commission has today proposed to member states to activate the emergency brake on travel from countries in southern Africa and other countries affected.
Of course, travel restrictions are designed not to halt the spread of the variant, it's too late for that, but instead to buy time.
This new variant has got the most mutations that we've ever seen on coronavirus, so 30 more compared to the original strain and about twice as many as Delta. It will take weeks to know all of that information, and we know that from previous studies on Alpha and Delta, that it takes time to understand transmission, infectiousness, it takes time to understand the severity.
In the weeks ahead, the world will hold its breath, waiting to find out whether the new variant is a dark turn in the pandemic or a false alarm. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera.